Hello, hello all, and welcome back to the Hey Big Hair Podcast. As you know, I am your host. I'm out and about. I'm running some errands. Don't worry about all that right now. I need to say, it took me a while to put out my last pod because I was seriously going back and forth in my mind, like, should I put that out? Should I not put that out? And, you know, I don't know if to my listeners I have a reputation for being unfiltered. But I do try my hardest to be as candid as possible without, you know, disregarding how another person may feel. I do not intend to alienate, separate, and do any of that to the people who listen to my pod. My pod promotes unity and togetherness, especially among the Black community. And it has nothing to do with racism or Black superiority or, you know, anything radical. It's just that I feel like we need to know that it's okay to love one another. We need to know that it's okay to accept one another. We need to know that people from where we are from and who look like us are not going to all be angels. But the same way that we give the benefit of the doubt to other people from other places and other communities that don't look like us, we deem them trustworthy until they do something to prove untrustworthy. You know, we deem them likable until they show us a reason not to like them. So my goal, and every time I make a pod, even if it does seem one-sided, even if it seems like I'm attacking a specific group, even if it seems like I'm only addressing a specific group, it is still to promote togetherness. If I call something out, I want the problem to be identified. I want everyone to be aware of what's going on, and I want there to be an understanding. I'm not asking for perfection. It's going to be a lot of shit wrong with a lot of people. That does not mean that they are incapable of loving or being loved. So, me pointing out a flaw is not me saying anything should be taken away from you. It's not me saying what you do or do not deserve. That is definitely not what I am here to do. So, if any of my pods put that perspective in anyone's minds, I definitely apologize for it. But you may have miscommunicated my message, and that's fine. That is fine. We all have our own perspectives, and perspective is not only how you give something, but also how you receive something. So with that said, again, I went back and forth on putting that previous pod out. It took me a while. I've had that pod for like over a week and a half. So it's so late because, you know, I just was like, man, do I want to put this out? But I try not to hide anything that I'm thinking or any of my points, any of my ideas, any of my revelations, especially when I feel like it can resonate with anyone, resonate with a group of people. Again, and if it promotes any level of understanding that could help to get us on the same page, even if we're not the same people doing the same things at the same time, wanting to go to the same place, the least we can do is be on the same page as far as understanding each other. So without further ado, let me get into today's pod, Shall She. Now, I saw something, I think one of the panels, you know, that panel, I believe they have Ace Metaphor, that light-skinned dude with the beard. I'm so sorry I don't know him, but the ones that I know and most familiar with is Ace Metaphor and Keita Rose. It's the panel that have both of them on it, and there was an audience member at one of the panels or conventions or whatever it is that they do. She asked, like, hey, why do men get up in arms when you want to date their homeboy if they didn't do right by you or something? Like, her question was longer than that, and she got to the date the homeboy part at the very, very end. She was like, you know, what's the problem? Why do men get so up in arms when they are with a woman and, you know, they don't do right by her, and, you know, they don't treat her right, and then, you know, she want to talk to his homeboy. What's the problem with that? And that's when everybody, you know, started panicking. There was not an actual answer in the, you know, clip that I seen. You know, of course, it was salacious. It was that type of soundbite that makes you say, hey, I need to find this video. I need to know what they said. I need to know what the after reaction was, because the initial reaction was, oh, nah, hell nah. All the men getting up, walking off the stage, they didn't want no parts of that question. And my thing is this. if you dating a dude and he don't do right by you, why the fuck do you care what he think? I mean, let's keep it G. Let's keep it G. Now, if you want to fuck his friend and his friend don't want to fuck with you, then that's something that he may be offended by, you know, may feel like, you know, you embarrassing yourself, so therefore you're embarrassing him because you used to be with him. But nothing that you do after the dude you are with should affect that dude, especially if he up in between somebody else's legs. Now, all of that bros before hoes and the bro code, this, test that shit out. See how legit that shit really is. See how real that shit really is. I bet you, if you test it out, you're going to see that that shit is about as weak as a house of cards. Because if you are a particular type of woman, you're not going to always get the good friend. You're not. You're going to get the that ain't shit friend. The one that, if you go with the other friend, you're going to be like, you going out with who? You might be fucking with the who. You know what I'm saying? So, listen, I've never found myself in this situation. But I'm going to tell you, like I tell any of my friends, anybody that I talk to, I only get one life. And if I'm with someone, if they don't treat me well, if I'm back out here in the dating market looking for love or whatever, and the person I mix with just so happened to be the homie, listen, it is what it is. Now, again, my antennas have never been in that direction. You know what I'm saying? I may already have a preconceived notion of the homie. I may already, you know, think that I know them. So that might put me off. But, you know, I've never actually looked at any of my ex's friends in that way. He may feel otherwise. But me, I can honestly say that I never looked at any of his friends and was like, like, for what? Oh, there's somebody next to me with their loud ass music. But anywho, I don't own the rights to this music. This is not my music. It's from someone else's vehicle or sound device or whatever. But again, I've never looked at my ex's friends and thought, I would go there. Damn, I wish I would have met him first. Like, and the thing is this. Men think that way, and some women think that way. Some men, let me go back and correct that. Some men think that way, and some women think that way. When they meet the person that they have first, and then they see the crew of friends, and the crew of friends are prettier, then they like, damn, I should have waited. I see this shit on Facebook all the time. I see men post this all the time. Hey, fellas, wait before you cuff her, meet the rest of her friends, make sure, you know. So don't, let's not act. But again, me, she wanted to know, the lady on the panel, she wanted to know how long she had to wait to talk to his homeboy. But my thing is, why is this even a question? Because let me say again, I've never seen or looked at any of, you know, anybody's friends in that way. Maybe because I have tunnel vision on the person I'm actually talking to. So maybe that's a flaw that I need to address. But yeah, when it comes to dating who you want to date, who about to ask a ex who fucked you over how they feel about something? Like, if I meet someone and I don't know that this is your friend, and I find out, like, oh, he was always talking about this dude he grew up with named such and such. Let me be the one to tell you. If he done told me about a dude he grew up with named such and such, and I can't put this person's face to such and such, but everything I heard from my ex about such and such was some stand-up shit. Oh, such and such, he good as gone, baby. He mad. Like, for real. Because I might have got the shitty friend. I might have got the nigga out the crew that ain't shit. And that's the one I ended up with because he met me before the good friend met me. Listen, him. Again, I am not promoting going out, scoping out, eyeballing, plotting on, none of that, because I don't get down like that. So please do not confuse my message and think that I am promoting, oh yeah, girl, hey, don't stop at him. If he got some hot friends, you need to go ahead. No, and no. That's tacky. It's a little dirty. It's a little dirty. It's a lot of dirty, okay? But it's dirty and it's tacky. And I feel like, you know, women already have enough stacked against us to where we ain't got to be getting ran through by the crew. Okay. Now, with that said, if you do meet someone and you can't immediately relate them to this person. Now, the dude he got coming over to the house every day to damn near live with y'all because he around so goddamn much. Come on. Do better. That's tacky. Do better. You know better. You know better. Because that's a little tasteless. Now, again, if I done heard some shit about this friend and this shit is stand up, the shit is solid, if he done told me how many people this person done looked out for, or, you know, people know not to try this person, and da da da, if everything he said about this person is good, he's hardworking, he trying to get his business off the ground, and I'm sitting here with you and you ain't acting right, and I don't see this person that you speak of, I'm not able to look at and plot on this person, and I'm out and about enjoying my shit, enjoying my night out with my friends or whatever, a dude approaches me, and then after I get some information from him, and you know how we do, go on social media and see what he's on, I see your raggedy ass in the picture with him, now I gotta be like, oh, I'm about to leave this, I'm about to not talk, hell nah. No, sorry, nope, can't do it, no. Ain't gonna do it, no. Won't do it, no. Because you see, if it ain't work out with me and you, it didn't work out with me and you. And this person being near or close or in the square or in the circle may be something or some sort of ways that fate, God, the spirits, the ancestors, I don't know who the fuck do this, but maybe it was something that was aligned for me to then meet this person. And if it was just a random happening, they thought I looked good, I thought they looked good, we exchanged information, then I found out that this is somebody you know, I don't give a fuck if you know this person. Stop being so goddamn popular. I don't know them. And I'm going to get to know them, especially if the shit I can think back on is solid, is good information, is stand-up information. It ain't saying he's some fuckboy. It ain't saying he got into a fight with his girl, got put out. He got some girl pregnant. I don't think it's his. You ain't got to worry about me fucking with that friend. Baby, believe you me. You ain't got to worry about me fucking with that friend. I don't give a fuck how good they look. You do not got to worry about me fucking with that friend. But again, if I remember nothing but good things, once I double back and think like, okay, who is this? And do we got a nickname? Or, because you know how, listen, who cares about how your ex feels? About whoever you talk to. Why is who you talk to their fucking business? Why? Like, they need to be Omarion level unbothered, especially if they the ones who was acting shitty towards you. You don't get to determine after I'm not fucking with you no more who I can and cannot fuck with. So the girl, she did that shit because she on some get back type of shit. And the sad thing is this friend she talk about smashing, she may only be there for the smashing and that's it. Then they all gonna be sitting back kikiing about her or laughing about it or, you know what I'm saying, making light of a situation. I don't feel like sleeping with someone is a light situation. I don't feel like giving someone your body and exposing yourself to this person health-wise, your emotions, soul ties, trauma bonds, whatever the fuck you doing when you having sex with these people. I don't think that's something to be taken lightly. But being that she asked that, you still got your ex on the brain. You still have your ex on the brain. Because let me be clear, if I wasn't in my current situation and I met someone and it wasn't like this immediate person that, you know, like I know who my ex close circle is. I know the few people who he deal with, who he hang with. So those people put me off anyway because they encourage his tomfoolery. You know what I mean? So it's certain people that contribute to your ex being the way your ex is. So those are some friends that do that. But it's typically the friend that you don't know or that you rarely see because they don't promote and co-sign the bullshit that your ex is on and that your ex is doing. Like they'll see him pop in and out here and there. But this is not a person that's going to always be around. This is not someone that you're going to see often or be 100% familiar with because if your ex is on the tomfoolery and this person is about their business, this person has their shit together, they not going to be around each other a whole lot. You going to maybe see this person pop in at a couple birthday parties, maybe a wedding if anybody get married, or definitely a funeral, because you know how hood niggas be. So that's that. Like, usually the good looking friend that got this, that, and the third, you don't see that friend anyway. That friend ain't in everybody's face. That friend ain't at everybody's event. That friend ain't all out here in the streets and doing this, that, and the third, and at everything, at every pop-up, at every pull-up. That friend is not around that much because they have other shit going on. So if you run into that type of situation, I don't know. Y'all gonna have to get with me on this. Y'all gonna have to get with me on this. Because I honestly don't see the problem. I really don't. I really, 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 really don't see the problem with this. And I know that if I have male listeners, I want y'all to let me know what's up with it. And I need for us to put our egos aside. This is not your brother. This is not your cousin. This is not your uncle. This is not your father. This is not anyone in your family. So this girl is not working her way in your family through another family member. You barely saw this friend that she's talking to, which is why she barely saw this friend. So what is the issue? Like, I need to know. I really, if that would be a problem, I need to know why. Because if that friend is into her enough to approach her and ask her out, what's the course of action? I guess that would be my next question. Like, if, you know, again, someone approaches me, I'm single, I done left my ex 6, 7, 8 months ago. This person approaches me, he obviously don't know who my ex is or who my particular boyfriend would be if he's walking up to me. He doesn't recognize me as so-and-so's ex, the mother of so-and-so's child, right? So if he walks up to me, he approaches me, he wants to exchange information, I'm with it. And then I go to see his social media and I see this. Do I then tell him, hey, you know you hung on my baby daddy or my ex or whatever. Do you say that? And then if he's like, yeah, and then what? You know what I mean? Because you're giving him the opportunity to be like, oh, damn, I know that was you. Yeah, I can't go there. You know what I'm saying? But if you're willing to go there already, because you know you exchange the information, you feeling his vibe, now you checking out his page, make sure he ain't got no bitches on there. Yeah, I said that. That we checking. You want to make sure he ain't got no bitches on there, no wives, nobody claiming to be married to him, no, you know, current baby mama situations, no pictures where he look a little too cozy with a bitch. You want to see all of that before you go there. So the only time you do that is when you have interest in somebody. You kind of want to see what type of time they're on. That it just is what it is. So you check out the social media, you see that, and you be like, yo, you know, my baby daddy is such and such, or my boy, my ex is such and such. If he don't give a fuck, should you then give a fuck? Because see, once that ain't your man no more, you don't have any responsibility to him, you, if that makes sense. Like, once this is not my man, I don't have anything to do with his day-to-day feelings, what he thinks about this, and his opinion on the fucking price of tea in China. I don't know. Is that your problem still? Or since you're on the outside now, because you're no longer with buddy, and you tell the friend that's in the pictures with buddy, like, yo, this is who this is, and I used to go with him. If buddy is like, and is that the green light? You see what I'm saying? Because if buddy is like, and they're currently friends or in the same crew or whatever, then should you feel away by proceeding with this situation and seeing where it goes? Because you're no longer his girlfriend, but this is currently still his friend. So if his friend is saying, I don't give a fuck if you used to talk to him, why should you? Now, if the friend has apprehensions about it, or if the friend now wants to have this sneaky link situation and he don't want to date you openly and date you proudly, then, of course, you're going to have to make that decision on your own. But I say fuck him. And I don't mean in a good way. I mean, send his ass back to the streets. That's what I mean. So that's a tricky situation, because if the homie approaches you, that alone says, you know, he either is not connecting you with this person, or he is connecting you with this person and he don't give a fuck. Now, if it's B, that he is connecting you to this person and he's like, oh, you know, the homies was talking about it about 2 weeks ago, saying he was talking to somebody else. I was shocked. I see her out. She looking good. Let me see what's up. If that's the case, again, you as the person who used to be his woman, do you have an obligation to play by any specific rule or code when you not his woman no more? Wouldn't that be the responsibility of his friend? It's just like those married situations, right? Now, I'm not saying it's cool to date married people. It's definitely not. Avoid it at all costs, especially if you are aware. Please believe me, you are signing up to get exactly what the fuck the last person got, and that is not what you want. Go ahead and wait it out. I know you asked the Lord for a husband, and you didn't specify, so you ended up getting somebody else. That ain't what you want. Because let me tell you, you think they care about hurting you. You think they care about embarrassing you. You think they care about all of this shit. And you not understanding if they willing to do that to a person that they committed themselves to, that they signed a contract with, that they took fucking vows and basically an oath with this person. If they willing to go out and embarrass and hurt and cheat on and shit on and disregard and disrespect, if they willing to do that to that person, baby, you are not exempt. This is just in this person. That's the type of shit that they will do. That's the type of shit that they are on. Don't think for one second they will not embarrass you. Don't think for one second that they will have their wife out here looking crazy, that they won't have a sad bitch out here looking crazy. Both of y'all gonna be looking crazy. So, with that said, don't do that. But the reason I'm bringing it up is because usually in marriages, it's the two people that are still in the marriage or that are in the marriage period that have the responsibility to one another to, you know what I'm saying, conduct themselves accordingly. But, you know what I'm saying, if you're not in that friendship or if you're not in that circle, who do you have a responsibility or obligation to? That's going to continue to be my question, because if I'm not his friend and I'm not his girlfriend, it's up on the homie. Like, and this is the thing. I'm not promoting the person that you actually know. I'm not promoting the person that actually comes over to your house and wears out their motherfucking welcome that they there so much. I'm not talking about that person. I'm never going to be talking about a person that you want to bro sis to death. No. I feel like that shit is mad tacky. That bro sis, but fucking on the low, mad tacky. Hey, best friend, but fucking on the low, mad tacky. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about that friend who is present but stays out the way that you have not seen. Maybe once or twice over the course of 5 years that you've been with this person, over the course of 10 years that you've been with this person, you've probably seen this person 2 or 3 times. Baby, it is up on the homie, okay? I mean, let's be for real. Let's be for real. If I only seen this dude 2-3 times in 5-10 years, then baby, you ain't gonna be that uncomfortable with me fucking him, because you don't see him that much. That mean you ain't gonna see me that much. But again, the dude that's over your house every day and kicking it and all of that, again, I wouldn't do it, because the people who are closest like that to your ex contributes to your ex behaving in the way that they do. In a lot of cases, they are your ex's crutch. They are ex's support system. They tell them they ain't doing nothing wrong. They tell them how good of a person they are. And they don't make your ex take any accountability for the stuff that they do. And some people will call it out. But for the most part, that group of friends is there to do the opposite of what the girlfriend is doing. So if the girlfriend is telling him, hey, I need you to do more. I need you to go out here. I need you to work. I need you to help me with this. I need you to do that. You going to have the friends that don't want to double down on what the girl is saying or what the woman is saying and say, hey, man, you do a whole lot. That's so ungrateful. That's so unappreciative of her. You do so much. Man, I don't know dudes to do half of the stuff you do. And That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So the fact of the matter is, if it's just a super close friend, you shouldn't be attracted to that motherfucker, no way. Because he ain't too far off from your ex's line of thinking. I'm sorry to be the one to tell you this, but if you date somebody in your ex's close circle of friends, you are dating someone with a very similar mindset. So you're not getting far from your ex at all. And I don't mean just physically. I don't mean, oh, you're going to see him and you're going to keep running into him. I mean emotionally, and I mean mentally. Because this person may have very similar traits, which makes them very close to a person that you could not coexist with, right? So that's just dumb. I wouldn't want to smash a homie if it's a close, close homie, because I already know that, you know what I'm saying, I might be getting a carbon copy of the person I just got finished with. And I don't want that. If I don't want to be with him, why would I want to be with somebody that's acting like him and that thinks like him and that jokes around, don't take nothing serious like him, or, you know, whatever dudes do when they're in their group of friends. So I feel a way about this whole little thing. I feel a way about how, you know, how taboo it is to date the friend of somebody who you no longer talk to. Now, again, I've never been faced with that situation. But listen here. If I'm single and somebody approaches me and then I find out that they know my... I don't care. I will tell them so that they can make an informed decision. But if they don't care and I don't care, that means, A, I'm not supposed to because this is my ex. And then B, if they don't care, that means that they ain't really friends with my ex like that. So, it's up. I don't know. I don't know no other way to put it. And then let me look at the reverse. Because, you know, you got to be honest. We got to be this. We got to be that. Let me look at the reverse. My best friend. Now, this is why people who know, and they keep their circle tight. But this is why I don't have a whole ton of people I call friends. Because I know how it is. I know that if I feel like somebody is my friend and they feel like the person I'm claiming to be my friend is not claiming me as their friend, I know if somebody tried it that I used to talk to, it is up. You need to know what a friend is. A friend is somebody who don't even see your man like that because they've heard all of the bullshit. Your friends done heard it all. They done heard the, he don't want to get a job. They done heard the, girl, he don't really know what he doing like that. I got to use a rose. They done heard it all. So your close friends, your besties, if they really your besties, they not going to find your man attractive. I'm just calling it what it is. And the same goes with the on the dude side. So again, I feel like if the man can place her with you and he's still trying it, that means he been wanting her and he's willing to jeopardize whatever relationship or semi-friendship he has with you to get her. That's just what it is. But it's not your business. Stay out of grown folks' business. What your ex is doing with another person after they are no longer with you is not your fucking business. Especially when it just involves your ego. It doesn't involve the health and safety of whatever kids you guys have. It's just your ego. Man, pull your skirt down. So like I said, my circle is tight. I got two best friends. One, she might just smash you on GP. You know what I'm saying? But that's just how she roll. And I don't feel no ways about it. Give them back to the streets. My best friend, I got two. One is very nice. And one is very fun. It's a difference. Now the other one, we fucking crack jokes and talk shit all day because we sit around like the Golden Girls and we look at the state that the country is in. We look at how young women conduct themselves now. We just look at a lot of shit and we find humor in everything. So that first friend A, listen, we one in the same. We even show up dressed alike some motherfucking days. Ain't coordinated shit. We just have similar tastes. We have similar styles. We have similar ways of thinking. So that's what I was saying about the whole getting your ex's best friend. Like, that don't make sense. You don't think you fucking the same person? You fucking the same person. Ugh. That's why it's nasty to me. Because you shouldn't be attracted to that type of person anymore. Very rarely are best friends going to be polar opposites. It's very rare. They're going to like to do the same things. They're going to have similarities. They're going to have similar interests and hobbies. They're going to like maybe drinking. They're going to have common interests as far as smoking. They're going to have common interests as far as, you know, what they like to do on the side as far as working. You know, are they in service industry? I don't know. But again, that's what I'm saying. I know how close me and my best friend is. Even if we don't see each other for 2 months at a time, 2 months on end, we link up, we pick right the fuck back up where the fuck we left off. We catching up like mustard, and we going over all of the shit that's been going on and all of the people that's getting on our motherfucking nerves. That's friend A. Best friend, ain't no changing it. Ain't no shaking. Ain't nobody gonna sink the ship. It's like that. Friend B, same goes. Best friend, I knew her longer than friend A. Friend B is fucking crazy. She's hilarious. If you want to have a good time, you go with friend B. Friend B is the one that's drinking. She's the one that's cutting the fuck up. She's the one that's acting a fool. That's pulling niggas. That's friend B, okay? So listen, I know friend B might fuck my ex. And again, that ain't got nothing to do with me. That's how far removed I am from my ex. I would not feel any type of way. And this is straight from the Hey Big Hair podcast to you. Baby, if it's over, if I've left you, I can't stay up at night worrying about what somebody I used to fuck with is doing. Like, it's already enough stress. Already enough bullshit, already enough doubt and paranoia and pessimism and wondering if they doing this when you're not around, and if they responding to DMs, if they responding to text messages, if they approaching girls or if they letting girls approach them, or it's enough of that shit to worry about with the person you currently fucking with. So me, this one over here, baby, somebody I am free from that. Baby, if you fucking my best friend, listen, girl, you know what I'm going through with these kids. Tell your man to come get these kids. Simple as that. Simple as that. Come on over here, stepmom. When y'all getting married, girl? You know, he was playing, but you know, he might be baby, listen. Listen. I guess I'm just on a different level. My cutoff game is mad strong. It's mad real, son. So I'm not tied up in nothing like that. But it's a lot of people who let their egos get involved with people that they not even dealing with no more. And I will never, ever, ever understand that. That is a sick thing. It is a sad thing. Like I said, I only got energy for the person I'm fucking with, not the person I used to fuck with. And if the person I'm fucking with is fucking up, then I only got energy for the person I'm fucking with partially and the next person I'm trying to fuck with. But ain't no backsliding over here. I'm not worried about who my ex is fucking and all. So, and I don't feel like if he met a girl and he saw me in the picture with her that he should run it by me if it's okay for him. Why? I'm not your damn mother. I don't tell, like, for what? You don't need my permission. So that's why I am flabbergasted and 100% confused that that was a panel question. Like, girl, you running this by your ex? Who is your ex that you got to run your relationship choices by? I think you running by the person that you're interested in. So, again, they can make the informed decision. But, baby, it's some weirdos out here. I don't know what's going on. But I just think sis is messy. And I think she likes messy situations. So that's why she made it a messy situation when in all actuality, it is not. It really isn't. Now, you know when a situation is messy. You know when you're doing something that everybody's going to see, that everybody's going to have something to say about. And if that doesn't concern you, we're one and the same. But what I'm saying is don't create a situation that's uncomfortable for yourself. It's not smart. It's just not smart. So I'm not against it. I'm not against it. If men want to do the same thing, I'm not against any of that. Because let me be for real and let me be frank. Let me be honest. I don't speak that much about my relationships anyway. So whatever you feel or whatever you're attracted to on your own. It's an organic thing. you not like, oh, you know, she was telling me how he put it down, how he do this, how he do that. Women ain't sharing that about their man. They sharing that about their side dude, maybe. They sharing that about their sneaky link, but they ain't sharing that about their man. Girl, listen, I don't know who out here saying stuff like this, but that's not what they doing. That is a myth. That is an urban legend that grown women get out here and talk about how big they man dick is and how good they men are in bed. That is their man. A woman is too possessive. Like, why would she tell people something like that? She's not going to tell them something like that. Now, they may mention it. They may bring it up. And that should let you know where their mind is. If you going through some shit, girl, you know, he had it again. You know, my motherfucking nerves. I can't stand when he do this. Da-da-da-da. And next thing you know, he going to do da-da-da-da. And your friend might be like, girl, he must be putting it on you. That's her trying to ask about it. You brush past that question. Because now you see what type of time she on. But at the end of the day, I said what I said. If this is your ex, if you have moved on, whoever they deal with after you is not your fucking business. Don't you have enough? Ain't adulting ghetto enough? Don't you have enough people to worry about? Don't you have kids? Don't you have a job? Don't you have other shit to do but worry about who your past person is opening their legs to? Like, that's how I feel. I could be weird. And then people might say I'm promoting people fucking people's best friends and shit like that. But I've made my position clear. So with that said, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. I will get back with you guys later.